lot of words went out this morning. Spoke about the presence of God. And my message this morning is living in His presence. And the story comes from the life of King David. Even as he was a shepherd boy, early on, God began to train him for the things he was going to face in the future. And as us as a pastor and elders of the church, I told Bob this morning, these are God's people sitting before us. And there's a scripture in Exodus 20. I can't remember what verse. It says that the priest prepares the people and he will go out for the battle. And we want to prepare you spiritually for the battle. We want to you to have the heart after God, as David did, for the battle. We want you to begin to be trained as God trained David for the battle. And I know God speaks to me in dreams. He has spoken to me in dreams even as a child. And I've been having these dreams, and the dreams, I'm seeing the Holy Spirit coming upon people. And I will see faces in this church in those dreams. But it's been reoccurring and reoccurring. And I've been asking the Lord, what are these dreams? But the Lord is saying that the Holy Spirit is going to come into freshness upon His people. Hallelujah. He's going to begin to work new things in your personal lives that you never saw before. And I say, Lord, what is it? What are you trying to tell me? But these dreams have been occurring at least once or twice a week. And the Bible says, well, Moses was 120 years old. He came before the Lord and said, Lord, you know, Pastor Ron, that's our retirement age, 120 for pastors. So you have to come out of retirement. Praise the Lord. So Moses is 120 years old, and the Lord takes him to the mountains and show him the promised land. Now Moses was 120, and he says to the Lord, who will go in and out in the presence of your people? And the Lord was preparing Joshua to be the next leader. But I want you to hear these words. Who will go in and out in the presence of your people? And I said earlier, the pastor, the elders, go in and out in the presence of His people. These are God's people. And I looked up some scriptures, and I came across a lot of scriptures that talk about in and out of the presence of God. This morning when you came in to this sanctuary, you came in through those doors to the presence of God. And my prayer for you is that you go out with the presence of God. That's my prayer for you as God's people. That you leave this place prepared for what the enemy throws at you in the power of Jesus Christ. And my first scripture opening is Psalm 16:11. And this is David's writing. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there's a fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasure forevermore. Hallelujah. It says that the fullness of joy is in the presence of the Lord. In His right hands are pleasures forevermore. In Psalm 121, verse 8. It says that the Lord should preserve you going out and coming in. From this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah. He will preserve you going out and coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this beautiful day that you bestow upon us, Father, even from the foundation of the world. Father, I thank you in the hearing of your word, for your word was given to us. Your written word, your living word was given to us in the hearing of our ears, that let it be a seed upon our heart, that you will water it with the Holy Spirit and let it birth in us, O God. I thank you for your people if I stand before them as I came in and go out. Prepare your people for the battleground, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. My text reading today comes out of 1 Samuel chapter 18. And it speaks about David before he was king. Now when he had finished speaking to Saul, and the soul of Jonathan was knitted to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved David, and Jonathan loved him as his own. Saul took him that day and would not let him go to his father's house anymore. He's speaking about David. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. In verse 4, and Jonathan then took the robe that was on him and gave it to David with his armor, even his sword and his bow and his belt. So David went out, whatever Saul sent him. And the Bible says he behaved wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war. And he was accepted in the sight of all the people. Also in the sight of Saul's servants. Verse 6. Now it happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the woman had come out of all the city of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with joy, with musical instruments. So the woman sang as they danced and said, Saul has slain 1,000, but David has slain 10,000. Verse 8. And Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed only 1,000. Now what more can he have but the kingdom? And so I, David, from that day forward. Verse 10, and it happened on the next day that the distressing spirit from God came upon Saul, and he had prophesied inside the house. See, God has taken the spirit of God's spirit away from Saul because Saul sinned against God. And God was preparing a new king for Israel, and it was David. So David played music with his hands as other time, but there was a spear in Saul's hand. In verse 11, and Saul cast the spear, for he said, I will pin David to the wall. But David escaped from his presence twice. Now Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him, but he had departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from his presence and made him captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. He went out and came in before the people. And David behaved wisely in all his ways. And the Lord was with him. Therefore then Saul saw that he behaved very wisely. He was afraid of him. But all of Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. David went out and came in before the people of Israel, and they loved him. David was a man who knew how to worship. And we can read the scriptures in the Psalms and the Songs of Songs that David knew how to worship. He came into God's presence. But David did not go out alone because he went in and went out with God's presence. David, the Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. And this morning we sang songs about seeking him. And we should be seeking God's presence every day in our lives. Pastor Ron mentioned that we should seek him day and night. And night and day. It should be a 24-hour lifestyle in the presence of God. So when we go out and we come in the presence of the people. Somebody mentioned that we should be the light of the world. That the light shines in us. As we go out and we come in, we bring that light in the presence of the people. I want to encourage you this morning that God wants to impart his presence in you. I know we have the Holy Spirit living in us. But I said earlier that God wants to begin a new thing in our lives. A new freshness of his Holy Spirit. A new work in this at this time. It's not by might or by power. As the Bible says, it's by his Spirit, says the Lord. And we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That when we lay hands on the sick will be recovered. When we speak the gospel to a person on the street, that man would change his heart and receive Christ in his own personal lives. When we go out and we come in the presence of God. And I want to go back a little further when David was being trained out in the field as a shepherd watching the sheep. And we turn one page back to 1 Samuel 17. Verse 34 through 37. And this is Samuel speaking to Saul. And he says, your servant. Hallelujah. He said, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when the lion and the bear came and took the lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it. And delivered the lamb from his mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by the beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear. Hallelujah. And he says, this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. Seeing he who has defied the army of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paws of the lion and from the paws of the bear. He would deliver me from the hands of the Philistine. David was being prepared for battle. And church, you need to be prepared for battle. You need to come in and go out in the presence of God for battle. God wants to arm you today by his Spirit for battle. God has a plan and purpose for each one of us. For his glory, for battle. Hallelujah. David learned to prepare for battle in the fields as a shepherd tending his sheep. And I read, and the field was, they would stack rocks and make a fence. And they bring the sheep in and they put wire on top of the rocks to protect them from outside attack. And there would be one gate. One gate. Hallelujah. And they will go out and they will come in. We have a great shepherd. Hallelujah. We have the great shepherd of the sheep. We have a great shepherd. And on that field, David learned of God's power and the desire for deliverance. He learned what it is to meet with God daily. Are we meeting with God daily, church? Are you taking the time to go into his presence daily? And he says he carried the presence of God into every battlefield. He carried the presence of God into every trial. He carried the presence of God in his own failures. David prays, "Keep me, O God, for you are my refuge." And I say of the Lord, "You are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you." Every good thing comes from the Lord that we have. Every good thing. And I believe in that God is preparing the church to go out in the presence of God and for every battle and every trials of our lives, even in our failures. As I study David's life, I'm going to bring you back. This is the end of David's life. The Bible says he reigned for 40 years in Israel. 7 years in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. Because David united the kingdom together. The Bible says he died of a good old age, full of days, were rich in honor. And then his son Solomon came to reign. As I looked, Solomon came before the Lord, and I'm going to read what he asked God for. I know he asked God for wisdom. I'm going to read you this word. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7 through 10. Verse 7, it reads, "On that night God appeared to Solomon and said to him, 'Ask, what should I give you?'" He appeared to Solomon and said, "Ask, what should I give you?" Verse 7, this is verse 8. "And Solomon said to God, 'You have shown great mercy to my father David, and I have made him king, and you have made me king in his place.'" And verse 9, "Now, O Lord, let your promise to David, my father, be established. For you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth's multitude. Now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before these people." Hallelujah. He knew he was going to go out and come in before these people. Whose people? God's people. And Solomon is reminding him. He said in number 13, he's reminding him, in number 13, "You made this promise to Abraham, that your descendant will be like the dust of the earth." That's what he's telling God. Then he reminded him again and said, "Now therefore, thus you should say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following sheep, to be ruler over Israel." He said, that promise you made to David, hallelujah, that promise, "I'm his son. I want that promise that I may go out and come in before your people." And I want to read when David wrote in Psalm 23. You can see the heart of this man in the presence of God. He wrote many psalms, and I can bring out many psalms to you. But he wrote this. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Hallelujah. "I should not want. He makes me lay down in green pastures." Praise God. "And he leads me beside still waters. And he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The Lord is my shepherd. I want you to get that in your spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. You should be saying these words to yourself. "I should not want, because he makes me lay down in green pastures. He leads me by the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even if I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord." Hallelujah. David's saying, "Father, you are with me in the times of trouble. Father, you are with me in my battlefield. Father, you are with me in my trials. But you lead me in green pastures beside still waters. You restore my soul." And at the end he says, "I will dwell all my days in your house, O Lord." He's saying, he's talking about when Christ comes back and we're there in the presence of God in his house, in the heavenly places, before his throne. We should be speaking that in our own personal lives. "So surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Hallelujah. What a promise to us. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. What a promise. What a hope I have. This hope in me, Jesus Christ, that will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus says these words, "I am the door." Hallelujah. "I am the door. If anyone enters by me," hallelujah, "he will be saved. And he will go out and come in." Hallelujah. "He will go out and come in and find green pastures." Hallelujah. Jesus says, "I am the door. I am the door of salvation. I am the door. I am the way. I am the only way. You come in. I am the door for your life. And you will be saved and go in and out and find green pastures." Hallelujah. This morning we came into the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Thank you. Over the door it says, "Enter his gates with praise and thanksgiving." You are entering into the presence of God. I know we bring the presence. I know the Holy Spirit lives in me and lives in you. But we gather together, we bring the presence of God. We are seeking the presence of God for our lives. That this morning's word was spoken. I believe that's the Holy Spirit. I believe that's the Holy Spirit. There's the living word of God. When we speak this word, it's a living word. It brings hope. It brings hope to each one of us. Oh, praise the Lord. Psalm 100 reads, shout to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is good. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So this morning we enter in with, through the gates of thanksgiving. We go into the courts with praise. We give thanks to him and praise his name. The Bible said, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I am the gate, and those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find green pastures. Hallelujah. That's the new NLT translation. So I want to encourage you, seek him diligently, like David did. Sing songs to him in the morning. Seek for him. Seek for his presence. Prepare yourself for battle. When you come in and go out, you go out prepared for battle as David did. What happens when we seek him? We draw near to God. I wrote 4 points here. The Bible says we have the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. When we find him. We find his presence. That's in Psalm 16:11. When we find his presence, we find rest. Exodus 33:14. In Psalm 34:10, we will lack nothing, any good thing. And my fourth point, we will be blessed. All those who keep his testimony, who seeks him with his whole heart. So we find the fullness of joy in our lives. We find rest for our soul. We lack any good thing. We are blessed as we seek him with our whole heart. And there's many, many scriptures. David wrote in Psalm 139, and I share that, where can I go from your spirit? So where can I flee? You are there. In the end of the psalm, he says, search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me, and know my anxiety, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Hallelujah. Now, I encourage you again, when you go out and come in, go in the presence of God. Go through the battles, those trials in your life, even our own personal failures. We go in the presence of God. And I just want to ask the congregation, please stand. And this is a song that really ministered to me. And the title of the song is Love is Strong. And I pray that you will be blessed like I was blessed as we enter worship.
And demons flee now as I lift my voice. presence. Oh, your love is strong. Sing that again, declare it with me. And oh, your love is strong. Yes, it is, God. And oh, your love is strong. And oh, time, just the voices now. And oh, your love is strong over our circumstance tonight. And oh, your love is strong. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh.